look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. A special healing arts program will take place at the Lafayette Public Library, the main branch on West Congress. That will take place this evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's entitled For Exploring the Context of Changing Times, Where Do You Fit In? Again, this is a healing arts gathering. I think it is the leader of this workshop at the Lafayette Public Library is Wendy Hornung. For more information, you can contact the library. It is in the second floor meeting room tonight starting at 7 o'clock. And here at UL Lafayette, the annual holiday pottery sale starts on Thursday and runs through Saturday. This is to help the students go to the National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts Conference that will take place in Pittsburgh this year. For more information, you can go to the Visual Arts website here at UL Lafayette. It's 7 to 10 on Thursday and Friday and Saturday from 10 until 6 p.m. And there will be a program put on by Town Folk. They are a nonprofit resident organization dedicated to improving quality of life in the Laplace neighborhood of Lafayette, Louisiana, which is just north of downtown. They have a number of ongoing projects, including the Victory Garden, the Town Folk Table, and Sprout Scouts. And they're having a special benefit for those projects that will be this Friday, December 8th, 6 o'clock in Lafayette at Pack and Paddle. For more information, Town Folk, I believe, has a Facebook page and a website. In the Lake Area, Axe Theater presents Dashing Through the Snow, December 8th through the 17th. It's their 51st season in the Lake Area, and it will be performed at in the historic Dixie Theater. And for more information, their website is axetheater.com. The Louisiana Choral Foundation in the Lake Area will have their Christmas concerts this weekend. It's called Songs of Adoration and Joy. The first concert is Friday, December 8th, 7:30, in Lake Charles at the First United Methodist Church. The second is Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church. For further information, you can stop by their Facebook page, which is the Louisiana Choral Foundation, or go to their website. The Abbey Players continue their run of A Christmas Story. It will continue through December 17th, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Abbey Theater in Abbeville, the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. Their website is abbeyplayers.com. Also in the Lake Area, Itinerant Theater continues its production of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play directed by Joy Pace. That's taking place at the Lake Charles Little Theater through December 9th. For more information, the website is itinerantheater.com. This Saturday at the Louisiana State Arboretum, just north of Ville Platte, there will be a special program on flying squirrels. You can learn all about flying squirrels, their habitat and biology. Participants can build their own flying squirrel box. For more information, you can call the Arboretum Nature Center or go to their website or Facebook page. Looking ahead to next week, KRVS has a special E-Town broadcast. Of course, we broadcast that every week. But on Tuesday, December 12th, we will be broadcasting a show that was recorded at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, featuring a lot of local musicians, including Sonny Landreth, Dirk Powell, Joel Sabois, and Josh Caffrey. Our own Megan Brown was a part of this as well. There will be two episodes, Tuesday, December 12th, E-Town, and then Tuesday, December 19th, and we invite you to listen to those. And then next week, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their Christmas concert on Thursday, December 14th at the Hyman Center. It will feature, in addition to the Symphony Orchestra, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. They always feature local musicians. And there is an exhibit on display in the Lake Area at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum up through December 16th, featuring the work of McNeese Professor Heather Ryan Kelly, longtime friend of KRVS as well. Thanks so much, Heather. And you can see Heather Ryan Kelly's paintings at the museum through December 16th. For a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Search for the program and the time, and you can listen to it on your phone, your laptop, any device you get to careofes.org on. You can also support Care of Yes easily in this final month of the year for a tax-deductible gift. Just go to our website and click on the red donate button. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, starting with Mr. Bob Gouchereau's Music of Yesteryears from 7 to 8. From 8 to 10, Night Train Jazz, hosted by John Green, and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.